The Social Development Minister is refusing to commit to increasing benefits despite skyrocketing demand for hardship grants to help people pay for food and housing. More than 500,000 hardship assistance payments were made in the 3 months to December. It's an increase of almost 200,000 on the same quarter in 2018. Beneficiary advocates say the solution is to increase benefits. The number of people on the benefit also jumped by 15,000, but Carmel Sepuloni told Checkpoint's Nita Blake Person, the numbers aren't all that bad.
What I'm really heartened by is that what we saw in the last two quarters was an increase in exits from benefit into employment. And I think that's a direct result of the investment that our government made with regards to 263 additional work-focused case managers.
I'll get to the case managers in a bit, but overall it is still an increase on the number of people on the benefit. You're not worried that actually people are really struggling to find jobs?
Oh, look, we know that there's a tight labour market at the moment. Unemployment is low in New Zealand at 4.2%. And so that's a consequence of it. Many of the people looking for employees are looking for skilled employees, and that's why we as a government are also focused on upskilling and training and making sure that people are equipped to take up the jobs that are available in New Zealand. So there's a lot happening, a lot more to do, and I think we're on the right track.
The figures also point to a lot of people asking for additional support through hardship assistance, a trend that we have continued to see rise over the past couple of years, and this year is some pretty big increases. Is this not continuing to show us that the amount that people are currently getting just isn't enough?
Well, what we do know is that housing is one of the key issues with respect to putting stress on people's household budgets, and then that has an impact on other areas in their lives. When we came into government, we were very clear that we would make sure that we gave people access to whatever they were eligible for in terms of support, and we committed to doing that, and we continue to do that now.
If that commitment continues, housing costs don't seem to be going down, though. Should we just expect that hardship assistance funding will continue to skyrocket?
Well, what we're committed to doing is making sure that we do everything we can to stabilise people's financial circumstances. If they are in need and they are eligible for support through MSD, then we will give that to them, as well as making sure that we do focus on supporting people into the upskilling and training that will get them into employment or directly into employment. So I think, you know, we've got a very balanced approach here. We're doing both of those things, and I think that's really important.
Would it not make more sense to give people more in their own benefit so that they can spend that on, you know, the essentials, their food, housing, electricity and things like that, so they don't have to come back week after week, month after month, asking for these hardship assistance handouts?
Well, income adequacy has been a focus of this government, and that's why we put it in the terms of reference for the expert advisory group for welfare. Some of the recommendations that were in that report we've already implemented. We had the first 100 days where we implemented the families package, which when it's fully rolled out, we'll see about 370,000 families better off by on average $75 per week. So things like the winter energy payment, indexation of benefits, repealing section 192 are the best start payment. All of those things have and or will put additional money into the pockets of low to middle income households in New Zealand, and that's what we've been focused on doing.
So there will be no increase in baseline benefits in 2020?
Oh, look, in terms of addressing income adequacy, is there more to do? Yes, we haven't been able to do everything at once. So, you know, income adequacy is definitely a consideration moving forward.
Can I get a yes or a no on whether there will be baseline benefit increases in 2020?
I can't commit to any individual initiative right now, but income adequacy is a consideration for this government moving forward.
Would you personally like to see baseline benefits increase?
Oh, look, I want to make sure that anyone that has access with the welfare system, that they are treated with dignity. Income adequacy is an area that we've discussed over and over again, and it's something that we take seriously as a government. And so I can't commit to any one initiative, but as I said, it is a consideration.